podcast, Sonic.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, Edmonton is getting a lingerie league football team. So much for watching football in your loose-fitting sweatpants. Yeah, I watched a lingerie football game on TV last year.
What?
Now I can't get the antenna to go down.
Wrap it up.
Very well. Now silence! Silence, I say! For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrew Show on the Sonic.
The Garner Andrew Show to go.
Hey, is this a douchebag maneuver? You see the person running to the crosswalk. When they get to the crosswalk, they walk in front of you.
Yeah. They were just trying to get onto the crosswalk on a technicality. Like, they don't care if it started blinking the first flash. Yeah, when you're in a crosswalk, hustle. What's in it for you to tie up traffic? And I understand if you're invalid or if you have 9 kids with you or something, you're going to struggle a bit. But you, because your daddy missed your ballet recital when you were 7... and he drank too much and he yelled at your mom. Don't take that out on me by doing that incredibly slow walk.
Yeah, but it's the run to it. You can see them looking at run into it, and then they get out about 2 steps and then they walk.
Yeah, okay. Hey, what's your first name?
Dave.
Dave, it's a douche maneuver.
It's time for music, news you can use with Bryce Kelly. Bryce, what's going on today?
It's good times right now for Pearl Jam. They just wrapped up a Canadian tour and released their documentary, Pearl Jam 20. And the soundtrack to that documentary just cracked the top 10 on the Billboard charts. Meanwhile, the Jam are going to have a new album out next year, and they're going to be on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon for Pink Floyd Week tomorrow.
Sonic!
My Chemical Romance are going to take some time off after their current tour. The band says they're likely going to do some solo projects. That being said, though, they do plan to get back together eventually to make new music, and they say it will be faster than the 4 years in between their last couple albums.
Sonic!
And it looks like the Black Keys are not going to be releasing a hip-hop album. A couple of months ago, a trailer leaked for Black Rock 2, which was a rumored collaboration between the Black Keys and a bunch of rappers. However, that trailer was not approved by the band, and they say they're not releasing that music because they're busy working on a rock and roll record, which will be out later this year.
That does it for another edition of Music News You Can Use on Sonic. Sonic 1029.
I just wanted to talk to you about one thing, about people that wear pajamas out during the day.
Yeah, that is one of my big beefs with society today.
Well, listen, I'm going to change it a little bit for you. My wife couldn't get time off work, so I took, and then our daycare basically took 2 weeks off, and, I had to basically take time off work and watch my kid for 2 weeks, which I love, which is great. But one day, I took him out. And I go to, Safeway and get, food for the afternoon and whatnot. And I took him out in his PJs. And I have never got the stink eye from so many people than I did that morning.
You took your kid out in his pajamas, or you went out in your pajamas?
No, I was fully dressed, shaved, showered.
Okay,
and then he was in his, African lion safari print PJs, it was warm enough, everything was fine, but
you felt like you felt like society was casting judgment.
Yeah, I think I know what it's like now to go out in your PJs. I think now I know what it must be for some of these people.
Yeah,
because the stink eye that you get from everybody around you is, it's almost unbearable. And I think maybe it was multiplied by 2, because then I also got the stink eye that I was a bad parent.
Well, do you, now, are you one of those parents that should tread very, very carefully here, because perhaps they're listening right now. Are you one of those parents that never really dresses your kid? Like, as dressed up as your kid gets is the little matching sweatsuit with the sweatpants that match the Thomas the Tank Engine shirt?
No. See, usually my wife is on top of that stuff, and she will dress our little guy, and his clothes are better than my clothes.
Yeah, okay. Because it's sort of, I see these kids every now and again, especially little boys, who are always wearing sweatpants. always. And they've always got the, and they're not, you know, they're not stylish either. They're those ones with the elastic band, the elastics around the ankles and a drawstring.
Yeah.
That's just sort of, that's setting your kid up for a lifetime of laziness, a lifetime of, this is good enough. This is, that's setting your kid up for a lifetime of adequacy. He's never really going to shine. He's always just going to be adequate.
Yeah, you know what? I normally would disagree with you because I'm not materialistic at all. I don't think you have to wear, you know, the Lululemon stuff, although I do like Lululemon. But I'm not materialistic at all. I think, you know, people should do whatever they want to do.
Well,
you know?
And I agree.
But I have to admit, that day was, I actually finally, it was like a bright light switch went off, and I thought, oh, my God.
You went home and took a long look in the mirror and asked yourself some difficult questions.
Maybe I should have tried to match, you know, little jeans and a shirt. Maybe I should have spent that extra 5 minutes. It wouldn't have been that hard.
There are exceptions to the rule. And every time I talk about the pajama and sweatpant people, they get angry. I just hope they don't form an organized resistance because I'd never hear them sneak up on me.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
I just really wanted to call because I moved to Edmonton maybe about 3-4 years ago now. And I've been listening to you guys ever since. And I just honestly want to say I freaking love Sonic. I really enjoy waking up to listen to you in the morning. And I, you know, I come from Toronto and they've got a variety of music stations to pick from, and come out here, I was looking for a good station to listen to, and Garner, you're the first voice I hear every morning, and you make me laugh every day.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. I thought for a second there was going to be a, but your comments this morning on sweatpants, that was the last straw.
No way. The comment on sweatpants where you said you couldn't hear them sneaking up on you, I almost peed myself on the way to work.
Okay, good. Oh. Yeah, not like that time I pissed off the corduroy people.
No, not those people.
okay.
But yeah, I have got, I won tickets to go see Sonic Boom this year, and then in Glebe, I got the Pearl Jam 20 screening ticket, so I cannot thank Sonic enough for all the stuff they've done for me, so I wanted to thank you specifically because I really enjoy listening to you.
The Gas to Go Podcast.
Wanted to chime in on the sweatpants and pajama talk.
Wow, this is, I've angered the sweatpant people again.
Well, you know, I don't know if anyone's talked about this part of the reason that I don't wear sweatpants out. But if you're a guy, and sweatpants kind of broadcast your genitals in HD.
Yeah, whereas denim is more of denim's more black and white, two dimensional.
Exactly, and if that's not, like, I don't think that's ever. Like, when you're wearing sweatpants, I don't think that's ever going to need to be broadcasted. I mean, you're already wearing sweatpants out.
Yeah.
So there's probably no one that's ever seeing your genitals.
Imagine what would happen if you were sitting on, say you were sitting on that little patio on Hudson's on White Avenue and Gateway Boulevard, and all of a sudden the Double Mint twins rode by on that double bike. Right? Imagine what could happen.
Yes.
Yeah, imagine you're wearing sweatpants and your buddies are all, hey, let's go see that new lingerie football league team play. You can't wear sweatpants to that.
I went for breakfast on the weekend, and there was a guy there in the line to get in, and he was wearing sweatpants, like black sweatpants, with like khaki-colored socks in his black sandals, like the strappy heavy sandals, and he had a... He had like a tanned golf shirt tucked into his sweatpants.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Like, what is this homeless person doing at the same breakfast place that I'm going to?
Okay. Now you're just being offensive. Enough.
The Modern Rock Tour. The Modern Rock Tour. Sonic's got the Modern Rock Tour with Garner, Andrews, and so much more. Can you guess what's behind the Modern Rock Tour?
Yes, sir. The Modern Rock Tour is just shy of $1,000. There's $992 on the line Friday morning. To win that cake, all you have to do is the usual routine. Pick up a phone, 780-423-1029. Tell Garner Andrews the correct song and artist, and you win the money. Haven't heard the Modern Rock Door yet? I'll put it in this podcast tomorrow so you can do your homework over the weekend and maybe win it on Monday. Don't be like Colleen, though. She was on today. Her guest was Beastie Boys' Sabotage. That's not the song. So please, step up tomorrow, win the money. If you don't, do your homework, win the money on Monday. Yeehaw!
Tune in to the Garner Andrews Show weekday mornings at 8:20 as the Modern Rock Door jackpot grows. Sonic 1029.
Sonic 1029.
Modern Rock.
For the past little while, I've been stealing the internet from somebody in my trailer park.
Okay.
And anyways, I just got the super high-speed internet hooked up the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So the first night I had it, I YouTubed the Pearl Jam concert.
Oh, which one?
In Edmonton.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, this Janman 81, he taped, like, oh, man, like, most of the concert, and it's, like, 20 rows back in the center.
Yeah, but can you actually sit and watch that? The sound quality be terrible.
Oh, man, it's not bad at all.
And shaky cam.
No, it's actually pretty good. Like,
I feel like you're watching much music from about 1992 when shaky cam was first introduced.
Oh, man, if anyone wants to relive it, I say definitely check it out. Like, it's,
okay.
It's not bad footage at all.
So you've been stealing internet in your trailer park, and now why did you spring for it and buy it yourself now?
Well, someone must have secured their network because I can't get a signal.
For the first, let's see, I've lived in my house for 6.5 years, and it was only about a year and a half ago that I put a password on mine. And I'm sure that a lot of people around me were probably taking a free ride on the Andrews Network train.
Yeah,
but,
no doubt.
I spoiled that party.
As well.
Yeah. When you do password protect your network, though, go out with a bang and get even with all those people that have been taking a free ride on your internet. Do it at about 9 o'clock on a Friday night, just as everybody's settling in for an evening of you porn. That's how you exact your revenge. Anyway, right. Yeah.
Well, anyways, yeah, that's man, good stuff. You should check that out.
Okay.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Gas to go from Sonic 1029.
Hey, Garner, that newfie talking about internet just brought a power move, douche move to my mind.
That newfie that's been taking a free internet ride in his trailer park.
I know. Geez, he doesn't live the stereotype, does he?
Oh, your words, not mine. I love my Newfoundland brothers because I'm from the Newfoundland of the prairies, Saskatchewan.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, I just moved in my new townhouse 2 weeks ago, and Shaw Cable told me they needed 2 weeks to get up there to set my internet up. So I tried to do what our newfie brother from the East Coast did and follow someone's signal. But everyone secured their network around me. So I thought, you know what? What a good way to go introduce myself to my neighbors. I knocked on my neighbor's door. I introduced myself. And I said, hey, Shaw Cable can't come here for 2 weeks. I'm a business professional. I need to be able to answer emails. Would you mind if I use your internet signal? And he looked at me and he said, no, you know what? I don't know you, and I don't know if you're going to steal my information.
Well,
I was so pissed off. If he comes over and asks for a cup of sugar, I'm going to, yeah, you know what? I've only got about 4 cups left, and I really like my Kool-Aid, so I don't think I can lend you any of my sugar.
Wow. I'm not technically savvy enough to know whether by sharing my network they can actually do damage to my computer. I don't think they can they?
No.
No.
So, I mean, and you know what? We're neighbors, and if I'm asking, you can change your password after. And if something goes on, you're going to know who did it.
Yeah. You know what you should do when you do finally get your internet? You should name your network. Hey, next door neighbor, you shouldn't have been such a dick.
It's a Sonic podcast.
I have what you might want for an internet name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to come up with a good network name.
No porn for you.
I've turned off the porn tap. Porn Tap. Would that be a good band name? Porn Tap?
That would not be a bad band name, I guess.
Probably wouldn't get a lot of high school gigs, but anyway.
Yeah, the church crowd just you're not gonna get a lot out of them either.
I was just saying to another guy, I'm truly excited about going home today and changing the name of my network.
Do you know what you're changing it to?
No, because right now it's Andrews. And, well, I don't know if I should be... Well, it just says Andrews. And all my neighbors around me, they just use their names. But I am going to have the coolest network name going, and I don't know what it is yet, but it is going to blow your mind all over your face.
Why don't you hold a vote on your Facebook page?
It might be...
Let people submit.
Yeah, Porn Tap, though.
Porn Tap.
Yeah, that would really show my neighbors that I got my personal thing together.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
I just went to the Pearl Jam concert thanks to you guys on Friday, so I wanted to say thanks.
Well, better late than never. Did you have a good time?
It was awesome.
Yeah? What was the highlight for you?
Probably the Neil Young. That was sweet.
Rocking in the free world.
That's right.
Yeah. That's not even a good Neil Young song.
It's not, but it's just catchy. Everyone sings along.
Yeah, it's a good anthem, but do you know much about Neil Young?
Not a ton.
Oh.
I mean, I know his music, but not, I mean, I'm no groupie or anything.
Neil Young was doing hippie music with an acoustic guitar before anybody else was doing that. Well, I wouldn't say before anybody else was doing that, but get yourself... normally, this I don't recommend this, but get yourself a greatest hits package called Decade. Okay? It's a 2-CD set, and it's all of his stuff from, like, the 60s and 70s. I think the oldest stuff on there might be, like, 74 or something like that. But that is what you want when it comes to your Neil Young.
There you go. It's the starter kit, hey?
Yeah, it's the Neil Young starter kit. And have a listen to a song. Well, you want Old Man, that's for sure. Yeah. Pocahontas is a great song as well, but I don't think that's on Decade. Down by the River, Helpless is one of those hauntingly beautiful, very, very simple songs. That's a good one. Take a listen to all those songs, and you'll agree that those are way better than Rockin' in the Free World.
The Garner Andrew Show to go.
You guys were talking about Neil Young just a minute ago.
Well... yeah, that's good modern rock talk. Although he is the godfather of grunge.
But there's a song that the Straw Dogs is called I Don't Know.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think it sounds a little bit like Ohio, the Neil Young tune.
Ohio, little Ohio. Nah, not really. I think the Sheepdogs have done an incredible job of capturing the sound of the 1970s.
For sure.
That's what they've done. So maybe that's what you're picking up on. I don't think that song sounds anything like Ohio.
No?
No. No. Sorry, I'm going to have to deny you that one.
This is the Garner Andrew Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.